The heavy footsteps continued, then stopped. My mouth was suddenly dry. Grover, I don't want to alarm you, but I'm now picking up those footsteps you mentioned.
I thought they were mine.
They weren't yours, and unless I'm badly mistaken... I cut my eyes from side to side. Grover, one last question. When we were inside the house, Slim got a phone call. It was something about a dog. Bruiser, did you happen to hear what Slim said?
Well, let's see here. I think he said...
The silence that followed was deadly.
Hank, you don't reckon...
It was then that we heard the burst of wicked laughter behind us. The hair on my back and neck stood straight up. Grover, was that you laughing?
No.
And it wasn't me. Do you see what this means? Then came the eerie voice from the darkness.
Hi, fellas. Out for a little stroll? I guess you thought I was gone, huh? Well, darn the luck. I came back.
Grover, we have a problem. And I hear water running.
It's me! I want to go home!
Back to the porch, son. Go to Turbo 5 and don't speak to any strangers. Let's hit it! I went to full flames in Turbo 5 on all engines and... ran into something big and hairy. I bounced off it and went streaking through the darkness and didn't slow down until I made it safely to the front porch. There, I went straight into a Code 3 barking sequence. Have we discussed the CTBS? Maybe not. Big barks, massive barks. Barks that echo through the night. Barks that are calculated to alert the house and call our human friends to the rescue. This was no time for timid barks, fellers. We had to sound the alarm and let Slim know that Bruiser was back and on the prowl. And if Slim didn't get himself out of bed and hurry up... The front door opened, thank goodness, and there stood Slim in his... yipes, in his shorts with hair falling into his puffy eyes and a ferocious expression on his face. He pushed open the screen door and leveled a finger at the end of my nose.
Hank. If you'll shut up your dadgum barking, I'll try not to do what I'm thinking of doing. You hear?
Yes, sir, but...
Now go to sleep.